This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for December 6th through 12th, 2008. While the Israeli blockade on the Gaza Strip continues for its seventh week, Palestinian rival parties trade accusations for failing to reach a national agreement. These and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's Samer Jaber.
The Israeli occupation forces suppressed residents from Al-Masara village south of Bethlehem today during a popular demonstration against the wall that had been built on Palestinian lands. This is happening on the 21st anniversary of the first Palestinian Intifada. When the people reached the village entrance, the Israeli occupation forces opposed them and assaulted them with sticks and butt ends of their rifles, while forcing the demonstrators away from the confiscated Palestinian lands. Dutch Scots were involved in the demonstration and they played the Palestinian national anthem while marching on the Palestinian streets as a sign of solidarity with the Palestinian people. A spokesperson for the Popular Committee Against the Wall said, "Today we are standing beside a Greek child that was killed by the Greek police in Athens, but who will be standing with us while thousands of our children are killed." The people of Belain went into a demonstration after Friday's prayer that included international and Israeli activists as well as community from Bethlehem district. They raised Palestinian flag and rang bells for the anniversary of the first Palestinian Intifada that occurred in 1987. The demonstrators marched inside the village, approaching the area where the wall is erected. Israeli soldiers stopped them from entering through the main gate. When the demonstrators approached, the Israeli soldiers shot tear gas canisters, sound grenades and rubber-coated bullets at the crowds, which caused many to choke, including Muhammad Basim, an 8-year-old child, as well as Basim Abu Rahma, 30 years, and Abid Hamamra, 37 years old. In Nelim, during Friday prayers on the land near the construction area of the wall, Israeli soldiers surrounded the area in front of the demonstrators and shot tear gas while the prayers were still going on. The Israeli Army Command called for more vehicles and units that upon arrival shot live ammunition and tear gas at the demonstrators. The excess tear gas created a massive cloud, causing many people to choke. 6 young men were shot by live ammunition, among them a cameraman from the International French Press, Abid Kabisa, who was shot with a tear gas canister while he was recording at the scene. For IMEMC, this is Samer Jaber.
This week, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas blamed the ruling Hamas party in Gaza for failed national dialogue. Meanwhile, Abbas Prime Minister Salam Fayyad voiced resentment over European Union decision to upgrade Israel's status at the EU. IMEMC's Justin Thirault has the details.
During an interview with the London-based Arabic newspaper of Al-Sharq Al-Awsat, published this week, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas blamed the ruling Hamas party in Gaza for what he considered a failure of the national unity talks. Abbas believed that the real reason behind Hamas's refusal to take part in the November-scheduled Cairo-hosted conference was the rejection of himself after reciting a speech in the conference. At the peace process talk, Abbas said that the newly elected U.S. President, Barack Obama, would exert more efforts to reach peace between Palestinians and Israelis. In a related story, senior advisors to Obama suggested this week that the U.S. President backs a national unity dialogue between the leaders of Hamas and Fatah. As the Palestinian-Israeli peace process has stalled, Israel released this week 231 Palestinian prisoners from its jails as a goodwill gesture to President Abbas. President Abbas reacted to the said move by saying that peace can never be achieved unless all Palestinian prisoners are released from Israeli jails. On a related note, Israeli online Haaretz reported this week that Hamas's influential leader in Gaza, Mahmoud al-Hazar, believed that the captured Israeli soldier, Gilad Shalit, can be released in a day if Israel has the courage to accept Hamas's list of prisoners that they want to see freed in exchange for Shalit. Meanwhile, Israeli media sources reported that Egypt does not object to a third party taking responsibility for the mediation on a swap deal between Israel and Hamas following prolonged failed Egyptian brokerage efforts. On another issue, Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni stated this week that Palestinians inside Israel need to be ready to be transferred to within the boundaries of a future Palestinian state once a peace agreement is reached with the Palestinians. Also, Livni reportedly objected to a Qatari official request that Israel allow in a Qatari aid ship into Gaza shores. In international politics, Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad objected this week to a European Union decision to upgrade Israel's status at the EU. Fayyad stated that such a decision contradicts a previous EU resolution that conditioned upgrading Israel's diplomatic ties with the EU contingent on Israel's compliance with peace process obligations. Israel does not live up with its commitments, particularly those pertaining to the illegal settlement activities on occupied Palestinian lands, he was quoted as saying. The Palestinian Prime Minister also asserted that the Palestinian Authority would keep up pressure until the matter is resolved. For IMEMC, this is Justin Terrio.
As the Israeli blockade on Gaza enters its 35th day, Israeli military attacks on Gaza continue, coincidentally with continued homemade shell fire into nearby Israeli towns. The details with IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
On a Friday, Israeli military detained three Palestinian residents from southeastern Gaza as the armed wing of the ruling Hamas party declared that they fired three mortar shells into nearby Israeli towns to the east of Gaza. On Wednesday night, two Gaza-based resistance groups jointly declared that their fighters clashed with Israeli forces to the east of Gaza. No casualties were reported, as no other sources verified the report. Meanwhile, almost a dozen homemade shells have been fired into nearby Israeli territories this week, as the Israeli blockade on the coastal territory has continued for over 35 days. Israeli military and political officials warned this week of an imminent large-scale military offensive into the Gaza Strip in a bid to stop the homemade shells fire, as Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak hinted at the possibility of working out other means to curb the shell fire into southern Israel. According to Israeli Ma'ariv newspaper, Barak's new proposal suggests retaliating militarily to sources of homemade shells, as well as imposing further blackouts on Gaza's 1.5 million residents. Early this week, residents of Gaza spent the Al-Adha Eid holiday under widespread blackout, with no accessibility to cash, as Israel has denied a transfer of cash into Gaza banks. Later in the week, Israel allowed partial transfer of Israeli shekel currency into Gaza and allowed the shipment of limited food commodities and fuel into the besieged Gaza Strip. Also this week, the Fourth Dignity Boat of the Free Gaza Movement, a congregation of international solidarity campaigners, managed to dock at Gaza's abandoned seaport. The boat, which included British academics, left Gaza on Thursday, taking on board 11 students out of 700 others who Israel has denied exit for a study abroad. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Israeli attacks on the occupied West Bank continued this week. More with IMEMC's Tarina Aguilar in the West Bank.
This week, Israeli military carried out a series of attacks on the occupied West Bank, detaining almost a dozen Palestinian residents, as well as attacking various other areas within the West Bank. In the West Bank city of Jenin, the Israeli military invaded a number of villages where Israeli soldiers ransacked many Palestinian homes, detaining at least three residents. Also, in the West Bank city of Nablus, Israeli military swept into some neighborhoods, searched houses, and rounded up six Palestinian residents. Meanwhile, Israeli media sources reported that the Israeli military would allow the Palestinian Authority to deploy scores of Palestinian Authority security personnel throughout the occupied West Bank city of Bethlehem. According to the sources, the deployment of Palestinian Authority forces is aimed at preserving order and security ahead of Christmas Eve. Although in Hebron, Israel informed the Palestinian Authority that it plans on withdrawing 500 Palestinian Authority personnel. Israel allowed the deployment of the force nearly 2 months ago. Earlier this week, Israeli security services declared a state of high alert following a series of armed Israeli settler attacks on Palestinian residents in Hebron City, which caused the injury of more than 30 Palestinians. In other news, Hamas sources in Gaza said that one of Hamas's members was shot and wounded by Palestinian Authority fire in the West Bank. For IMEMC, this is Tarina Aguilar.
And that was just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, please check out our website www.imemc.org. Thanks for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Hossam Qassis and George Rishmawi.